this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
And now, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown.
Yes, we'll get back to your calls very, very shortly in regards to Maya. Plenty of calls on the board. But in the meantime, let's go to something else, technology. And in this week, you've seen the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, and the National Australia Bank form a rather unusual alliance. They've created a new mobile payment system called Beem, B-E-E-M, B-E-E-M. So this thing, Beem, is going to allow you to use your phone to basically make payments. Now, you wouldn't be a rocket scientist to figure out that the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac and NAB were beaten in their effort to fight an ACCC case, and the decision came down in favour of Apple Pay in this country. And that really, that the that Apple did not have to share its near-field communication antennas with the big banks. So as a result, the Commonwealth, Westpac and NAB have formed their own. Charlie, good evening to you.
How are you, Oscar?
This is kind of interesting, isn't it, what the banks have done?
It's
a little cheeky as well, you have to say, but whether it works or not is another matter.
Well, yeah, and I think it's kind of, I don't know why they just don't bite the bullet and join in the revolution, Ross, to be honest. They're trying to sort of, it feels like they're doing this themselves so that they can maintain that sort of management of the customer, the ownership of the customer. They can provide these new digital wallet services, if you like, to the customer who obviously wants them, but they don't have to engage with these big technology corporates that they...
Because they're frightened of them, aren't they?
Yeah, and they have to give a cut of the revenue too if they do get them involved. Like, obviously, now you notice that ANZ isn't part of this. That's because they've already gone to Apple Pay.
So ANZ has gone to Apple Pay. It broke ranks with the others and went the other way. Can I tell you a little secret about my own banking here? Mm. I bank with one of those three banks there. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I bank with one of those three banks. I don't bank with ANZ. But what I've discovered is another bank which also has Apple Pay. Mm. And so because I actually wanted Apple Pay and my bank didn't offer it, I actually created an account with this other bank, which is an offshore bank. And so I got Apple Pay. And guess what? I now happily walk around the place using my phone to pay only because I can, not because I have to. I've got a card in my pocket. I could easily pull that out, but I don't because I like to use the Apple Pay because it's kind of cool technology. So why the other banks don't figure this out, that they've lost a bit of their custom as a result of that, I can't work out why they haven't worked it out.
Well, I've been told that Australians are one of the most lax in moving banks. As globally, as banking customers, we are one of the most lax in moving banks. And while that stays the way it is, I think this sort of ability for a banking provider not to provide what people ultimately want is going to continue. Now, back to Beem, whether it works or not, it's going to come down to the user experience, the features. And but look, at the end of the day, Roscoe, the Apple Pay service works, the Samsung Pay service works, Google Android Pay works. It's all very fluid in the way that they allow people to make transactions. I would like to see the big banks getting more involved.
Also, just a quick one for you. Mm. Isn't there a difference in the way in which that near-field communication controller or antenna works? Mm. The way in which it works for Apple as compared with the way it works for, say, the Android phones and all that, there's some subtle difference there, isn't there?
Well, the NFC chip is locked on Apple, so that Apple is the only one that has access to it for transactions. Whereas on smartphones, it's not on the Android platforms, it's not locked. So a bank, for example, with an Android app can potentially gain access to that NFC chip, whereas on the iPhone, they can't.
Apple has actually locked the gate, and so as a result, if you're the Commonwealth, you just can't create your own app and get access to that near-field communication chip, with the Apple phone, they can't get access, so they can't keep actually all the cut of the money.
Yeah, and so far what we've done, and we've seen that, iPhone 10, which it was coming out on Friday, doesn't have the home screen button, but previous ones, you would scan your fingerprint, it would open the Apple Pay and do the debit, and then that was the user experience, easy peasy. Whereas if you wanted to go into the Commonwealth Bank app, for example, you just couldn't do that because you weren't able to have that same user experience. It was that fluid. And that's going to be interesting when Beam comes out. What exactly is the user experience? Because it's not as good as Apple Pay. It won't grab mustard, mate.
It is a very, very good story, this, because it's about technology and banking and also about customer loyalty and whether we would change for the quality of the technology of that payment system. Charlie Brown, I'll tell you what, always good to have your explanation. That was a perfect explanation of that, and also shows, in my case at least, that I was prepared to open up a bank account with a different bank in order to gain access to that technology. Wonder if that's a lesson for our banks. We've got more money news coming up. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Ross.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.